Gardaí say a family of five in Dublin's Finglas area were lucky to survive an arson attack when the wrong property was targeted by a criminal gang. This is the latest in a spate of attacks carried out on people's homes linked to the rising problem of drug-related intimidation. Senior Gardaí say they are prioritising these types of attacks, but acknowledge that there are many barriers to reporting this type of crime. Former Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy joins us now to discuss the problem. And Pat, you're very welcome. I know this isn't a new problem by any means, but the figures do show it's getting much worse very quickly, isn't it? I mean, even if you just look at arson attacks related to drug crime, they've grown fourfold from 2022, from 13 to 50 in 2025.
Yeah, it's a real serious issue now, Sarah. And you're right, it has been around for a long, long time. It's a very, very insidious type of crime. It actually has been researched in Ireland on a number of occasions. I can remember a report by Citywide back in 2018, and they conducted a lot of research in relation to this, and the figures were quite startling then about what was happening and who were the victims of it. Like, it is a really, really under the current insidious crime. It's based on fear and intimidation. And unfortunately, the threats that they're making to people, to people's families, it's not just the person that's addicted to drugs that is at the butt of this. There's grandparents, there are parents, there are brothers and sisters. Mm. It's a really, really serious problem.
Yeah, and indeed the latest research from An Garda Síochána is showing that it's actually women aged between 40 and 60 who are most likely to be the victims, while perpetrators are most likely to be young men in their late teens and early 20s. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. Over the years, look, I've watched many videos that have been captured at the scene of arson attacks like this, and it always shows fit young men late at night trying to get petrol bombs in people's windows, you know, trying to do serious harm in these situations. And unfortunately, mammy is always at home. You're guaranteed that the mother is going to be there. And in most situations, unfortunately, in some places, you're talking about kids living with granny. Mm. You know, this is a fact and a feature of our time now. But so it doesn't surprise me at all, the figures that are coming out. Again, the 2016 report by Citywide identified that, and identified that sexual violence was a part of this. At the time, that hasn't changed anything. So, like, the actual, the insidiousness of this is quite appalling. It's quite alarming, actually, when people see the detail around this.
And, of course, there's a chilling effect then, isn't there? Sorry, Pat, to interrupt you, but there is a chilling effect when this is happening in the community and people can see it happening, and also the extent to which it's happening now. So that makes it much more difficult, I'd imagine, for Gardaí when they're trying to investigate and bring prosecutions and get people to talk.
Absolutely. It's designed to create fear in the community. That's what it's for. And people are afraid to come forward. And that's one of the, I suppose, the challenges for An Garda Síochána, but who don't work on their own anymore in this area. I mean, it is their current program, the DRIVE program, is funded by the Department of Health. They've been working with key stakeholders in the community on this for quite a while now. But people are so afraid. They're almost looking for guarantees of safety. And when the guards engage like this, they have a huge duty of care to protect people. And they have to ask themselves a serious question. Can we actually protect them? Can we actually do what we need to do here? And that's why you'll find that there's an integrated services being used here. I know the Anna Liffey did some research on this as well, but they all seem to be coming up with the same answers. We understand the problem. Well, we understand the problem that is based on fear, and that people are looking for almost for guarantees of safety when they come forward. But we have found that coming forward through the community, through contacts in the community, is what is almost preferred. Even though we've had inspectors identified for many years now in each division in the country as the point of contact for people that were, you know, caught up in this or, you know, being exposed to this, that they would have somebody to speak to in confidence.
Okay.
But it has expanded from then, and better stakeholders have come on board in relation to this, which is the only way to go. The guards can't solve this on their own for sure.
Right.
But it is a problem. And what we're seeing very recently is the really sharp end of this, where people are being badly injured.
Indeed.
And we have to hit it head on.
Former Assistant Commissioner Pat Leahy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. The time now is 8:22.